Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. The Bible says in verse number 8 in Hebrews 11, it says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." I want to preach it tonight, if God will be my help, for a few minutes on this thought. A place to call home. Amen? A place to call home. I think about that, and you know, all of us have a place now that we call home. We have maybe even a home place that we go to. But I'm glad God has prepared us a place, praise God. And when He gives us a promise that He's had, a place that we can inhabit, praise God, throughout eternity. All that we have here is fleeting. It's but just a moment in time, and it's gone. But I'm glad that God has made provision for you and I that we can come to a place one day that we can call home, where we can spend eternity in the presence of the Lord. And what a blessed hope we have in that. Without that hope, I don't know what we'd do. Well, we'd be like the rest of the world, I guess. We would be hopeless. But I'm glad, praise God, that God had a plan, and God's people from Abraham down were partakers in that plan because God had made them a promise. Praise God. Amen. A happy inhabitant of a country, a city that God's going to prepare. Amen. I believe one day we'll gather together and do Jerusalem. I believe one day we'll pull up on the shores over yonder into a place in a magnificent city that's more splendorous than anything that we'll see in this place. Now, I know there's a lot of wonderful places. There's a lot of marvelous sights in this world which we live. But I don't believe it'll compare to what it'll be like when we get to heaven. Amen. It's going to be special because there's going to be a God there, a Heavenly Father that's going to be there to encourage us and help us. And just like this, these people, they had a plan, they had a purpose, they had a direction they was going. I want to say not only did they have that, but they had an itinerary to get them there. They had made plans ahead of time, praise God, and they wouldn't deviate from the plan. They just stayed with God, and God stayed with them. As you can see in Hebrews chapter number 12, the Bible says in verse 22, he said, "But you are coming to Mount Zion and to the holy city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect." Praise God. "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling, speaketh better things than that of Abel." Amen. He says that we've exceeded the law, and we've come into a perfect promise in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We've come into a perfect relationship, praise God, and we have an itinerary. We know where we're going, praise God, and we've done figured out. We know how to get there. Amen. If you don't know how to get there, amen, you just see me after church. I mean, you'll sit down and I'll show you how to get there. Amen. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's through that cross that we talked about this morning. It's through that road that leads into righteousness unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Into the glorious city that God has prepared. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad of that? That God Almighty has brought us to a place like this. To a place where we can come together. We have an itinerary on how to get there. And verse 23, I just read in your hearing, he said the spirits of just men made perfect. Amen. They were justified. That's how you become perfect. We'll never be perfect in this flesh, but we can be justified in Jesus Christ. Amen. Just as if we never sinned. We know we have. We know that we're all sinners. We know the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's a God of heaven tonight, praise God, who justifies us into the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be saved through Him. Praise His name. I'm glad, praise God, the spirits of just men made perfect is going to be in that perfect place that He's going to prepare. Amen. Praise God. Can you just imagine what it looks like in that glorious city? Where lots and lots of just men, justified men, are gathering together, men and women, boys and girls are gathering together over in that glorious city. And one day in a little while, we'll get to pull up over there where they are. Amen. Can you imagine what it'll be when we get there? Praise God. That glorious city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Praise God, it's unique. Praise God, it's special. It's created, it's given by God. And it's made for His glory. And we see those spirits, the spirits of the just men made perfect. We see they were attaining to a promise, praise God. An earthly possession, praise Lord, we have here. But it's just a temporary thing. But God gives us a promise that one day, in just a little while, we're going to attain to a heavenly promise. Amen? We can promise you things in this world, but it's all fleeting, it's all temporary. I don't recognize anything in this world, praise God, that's forever. I haven't found anything. I've been here around here, I started to say 48 years, but I was about to lie. Amen. I've been here 58 years, over 58 years, and I've not found anything in this world that lasts forever. Man, nothing. But I want to tell you, there's something that lasts forever, then it's the promise of God. It's the glorious place that He prepared. It's the portals of glory, the throne of grace. It'll last forever to be there forever. Nobody can put it asunder. Ain't you glad for that today? Everything else is temporary, but I want to say, praise God, we put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ. We have a permanent residence. Amen. A place that you and I, can call home. You say, well, preacher, I got a place here I call home. Yeah, it's temporary, though. It's not really yours. You say, yeah, it is. We bought it back in 1942. Amen. Yeah, we bought our place back in 1948, I believe it was. Praise God, it's still not ours. You say, well, preacher, it is. It belongs to you. You got title deed. Yeah, but if you don't pay your taxes, government will take it. Amen. They'll take it right out from under you if you don't pay your taxes. Amen. You'll climb up an auction block and set up on a courthouse, and they'll come tell you, you've got to go. But praise God, I'm glad there's a place that's prepared for us that one day we're going to pull up there and never have to go. They're going to be in a place, praise God. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be a place, praise God. It's not going to be temporary anymore, but it's going to be a place where we can endure forever, praise God, where we can call home forever, praise the Lord. But you see how they had this blessed hope is because they had a perspective on things, praise God. As we see the Bible's talking about Father Abraham in Hebrews chapter 11, we see their perspective on how to get there. So you got to have a perspective. You got to look at this thing. You got to realize that there's only one way to get to where we need to be. And we don't have the strength within ourselves to get there. But there's a God of heaven, amen, that's there to help us, to undergird us with His strength when we're weak, when we're feeble, when we're aged, when we don't know what to do. There's a God of heaven that's promised that He'd be there. He'd pick us up and He'd help us along the way. He'd show us His goodness. He'd show us His love. He'd give us His mercy. He'd be there to help us. He'd encourage us, praise God, to be encouragers of others. And we'll gather together and we'll group together and we'll unite together and press on for the glory of God. Amen. To a glorious city. I got to thinking about this, and I thought about those folks that got in wagon trains, and they pressed west to go and try to make a life for himself, a better life in a far off land. And they endured a lot of hardships, had a lot of trials, but they stayed together and they kept pressing on. Amen. I want to say in the day and the hour we live, it's a place to call home, and it's in the portals of glory. It's heaven, praise God. It's a beautiful city that God prepared for those who prepared to meet Him. Praise God. And if we endure and just keep pressing on, one day in a little while, we'll come around the life's bend, through the life's dip and over the life's hill, and we'll see that glorious city off in the horizon. We'll begin to glory, hallelujah. Somebody will jump up and shout, there's something there so spectacular. forever. One day in a little while, I will get to see it. In my mind's eye, I can see it. I can get a glimpse of it every now and then. I praise God when I get the mulling drum and I think about quitting. I think about giving up. Praise God, God will give me, Brother Chris, just a little glimpse of the city. And I begin to wonder within myself, how in the world could I ever doubt God? Because there's something there spectacular to behold. It gets me so excited, I got to go just a little bit further. Amen. Listen, young'uns, we're just right at the knocking on the door. Amen. I told you this morning that the nation of Israel, they've had two earthquakes in the Sea of Galilee. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. Teresa got a text today from a friend over there, and he said, listen, said they're looking for the big one to hit in any minute. They're looking for that big one to hit. You hear me? They're looking for that big one to hit at any minute, Brother Junior. Praise God. And they're looking for the Mount of Olives to split in the midst. Praise glory. Hallelujah. They're looking for that. If they're looking for that, we better be looking up, lifting up our head, because Jesus is coming. Praise God. He's coming. He's going to finish his feet's going to hit the Mount of Olives. And when he does, it's going to cleave in the midst. Praise God. They're going to be living. I say they're going to be living water. And flow down through that valley, and everything dead will be made alive. Amen. They're looking for it, praise God. The Jews expected it any minute. How much more should we? Amen. If we have a perspective, get our perspective right, looking for that glorious appearing of Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, how did they do that? Because the Bible said that they kept the faith. Amen. Verse number 8 of chapter 11, he said, by faith, Abraham kept the faith. You know how we're going to get to a place where we can see that glorious city, partake in that glorious city? By keeping the faith. Amen. By staying with God. Amen. By staying the course. By not giving up, not giving in, not backing up. Praise God. Hey, listen, there's nothing to back up to. Praise God. We need to just press forward for the cause of Christ. Praise His holy name. Lifting up Jesus everywhere we go. Asking God Almighty to touch our hearts. To tug us in the right direction. Amen. So we don't go astray. Amen. Hey, listen, young'uns, we've gone too far now to go astray. We need to ask God to give us the destination. Amen. A perspective, and we need to keep our faith. Amen. I ain't looking for man to fix this. I ain't looking for man to fix this mess that we're in right now. I'm looking for it to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better. Bible says it'll wax worse and worse, and in the end. Amen. Is that not Bible? He didn't say it waxed worse and worse, and it'll get better and better and better. He don't say that. He said it waxed worse and worse, and in the end. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to tell you what's going to take place. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But God Almighty is going to touch our hearts. He's going to draw us. He's going to show us. He's going to give us that. Praise God, that we need to be encouraged in the days that we live. As the darkness is settling in, as the doom is coming along, praise God, He's going to give us a peace that passes understanding. The world's going to look at this. They're going to say, how do you have faith in a day such as this? In the darkness of this hour? You can say, you'll be able to say, because I've got a place to call home. Amen. I've got a city over yonder, praise God, and I'm going to. I've got a destination where I'm headed, and it won't be long. Amen. We make big plans here, but praise God, but we need to say, James said we need to say, if it be God's will, I'll do this or that. Amen? Because we don't know what God's going to do, and we don't know when God's going to do it, but praise God, He said that Abraham kept the faith. Everything was changing around, even in Abraham's time. But the Bible teaches he kept his faith. Amen? And he kept his faith because he had received the promise. Now, the Bible says that he received a promise. In other words, received a promise, that means that he believed God. Because who made the promise? God did. Amen? God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like these youngins, and they throw it out there. Praise God. He is the promise, girl. Praise the Lord. Amen. She said, Jesus. Amen. God made the promise. Abraham believed that promise. Praise God. He went with God. You know what's wrong with the world today? We don't believe God. Amen. We've got the word of this blessed old King James Bible. It's irrelevant. We don't believe we even need that. We can take something else and get by just as good. God help us, young and pray. This is the word of God. Amen. All that other junk's a bunch of fairy tales and a bunch of lies. Amen. A deception on every page. But I want to tell you, God's word is the King James Bible that you hold in your lap today. So a preacher, I ain't got a King James Bible. You ain't got one then. You just got an old book. Amen. But if we got this King James Bible, we believe what God says. Amen. Amen. We're partakers in the promise. We've received the promise because we believe God. Amen. The Bible said that they saw it afar off. Amen. That they saw it afar off. In other words, he said it may be darker and dismal now than what we would like for it to be. But we're not looking at that right here, right now. Praise God, we're looking past all the sorrow and the afflictions and the trials that we have. We're looking past them. We're looking through them. We're looking past them, beyond them. And we're looking to God Almighty, who holds the future, who's made us a promise. Praise God. And I want to say, when you get to looking like that, the future looks bright. Amen. Praise the Lord. The future looks bright when we look past. They saw it afar off. Don't you think they went up against a lot of adversaries in their time? A lot of persecution, a lot of trials in their time? But they was something that was far off, praise God, that they was looking at. They had their eyes fixed. They had their gaze set, praise God, and they wasn't backing up and they wasn't giving in. Amen. They had an itinerary. They had a destination, praise God, and they weren't back. Their perspective was right. They had their faith. They had received a promise. They saw it far off, and the future looked brighter than it ever had. Amen. When all the folks around them got the mully grubs, and they said, well, you know, it's awful bad over here in the valley. Had a drought, and the taters is dead, and the corn is dead, and everything dried up. The cows dried up, ain't getting nothing. Nothing's coming in. Praise God. Say, listen, it's going to be all right, God said. Just over yonder, just a little ways. It's going to get a whole lot brighter. Praise God. Just keep on looking up and praising the Lord. Praise God. Sometimes you just got to praise the groceries in. Amen. When you praise God and pray and believe on Him, He'll take care of whatever we have need of. Me and my wife can say we're an example of that. There's never been a time that God's ever let us down and didn't provide what we had to have. Amen? I said He's never failed to provide what we had to have. And a lot of times, Brother Bill, He gave us the things we'd like to have that we didn't really need. Amen. God Almighty done that. And one day in a little while, He's got a place that we'll call home that He's going to provide for us because He's already promised it. Amen. We're just partakers of the promise, expecting God. The Bible said they saw it afar off, that bright future that they had. Said they was a strong persuasion. They were persuaded. A strong persuasion, praise God. A persuasion of what? In other words, it was a definite persuasion. It wasn't something that's fleeting, something that might be, could be. But praise God, it was something that God had promised them. The same God that promised you is the same God that promised me. The same promise they had is the same God, same promise that we have. A promise of seeing a holy and a righteous God one day, a place to call home. In the presence of splendor, presence of glory, the presence of God. Oh, what a wonderful day that's going to be. And we get there because of a strong persuasion. You know, without a persuasion, you might be tempted to give up. But I'm glad, praise God, for that strong persuasion today that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. What a blessing, what a blessed hope we have. Not only to have a strong persuasion, but the Bible said that they had the promise and they embraced them. Amen. They embraced those promises that God gave them. Now that word embraced, amen, they embraced what? The promises. Now that word embraced, I looked that up. And the Greek, see what that looked like, praise God. What God was saying to us. That word embrace means to enclose in the arms, to pull to the bosom, to seize, to lay hold on, to receive, to comprehend, to include, which all that together means to have a total acceptance of. Amen. Said they embraced it. They had a total acceptance of the promises that God has made. I wonder how many of us tonight, praise God, have just got a total acceptance of the promises. He said his promise, exceeding great and precious promises of God. He said we need to get hold of them. We need to pull them to the bosom. Said we need to receive them. Praise God, lay hold on them. We need to comprehend them and include them. We need to realize and have total acceptance of the promises made by God. God can't lie. We said this morning, you said it was right. And I said two places here. I showed you. I said, can Jesus lie? And you said, no. Amen. Jesus and God's the one and the same. Praise God. And neither one can lie. And God said, he's made us promises. I'll not renege on my promises. Praise God. And we can be partakers in those promises. Amen. Because God's just as real as y'all. I always be it. He's still alive. He's still well. Amen. He ain't compromised. He ain't senile. He's still the God of the living. Amen. Ain't that what he said? He said, I am the God of Abraham. Abraham's still alive. Praise God in glory. Amen. Said he didn't say I was the God of Abraham. Hello? He said he's the God of the living, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. The God of the living, not the God of the dead. So he's still the God, the same God, their God and our God. Amen. The God of the living. He's still offering the same promise. He's still taking us to the same place, a place where we can call home. One day in just a little while, a place of perfect rest where God will take us one day. He didn't say, I was the God of Abraham. He said, I am the God of Abraham. Amen. The God of the living. And because of that, we have a succeeding posterity in the Lord. It goes before us. It continues on. Amen. Praise God. It goes to me and you and our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and our great-great-grandchildren are partakers in the same promise. You know what's wrong with the world today? You know what's wrong with our families today, Brother Scott, is we're not telling our people about the promise, about the Lord Jesus Christ and the promise he have in him. And we receive him in a free pardon of sin. We come by way of the cross, praise God, and the blood that was shed on Calvary. Get on that right road that heads to glory and just follow Christ. Motivate and move right into the presence of God. Amen. He takes us right into the throne room of grace and delivers us there. That as heirs of the heirs according to the promise of God. In Galatians chapter number 3. Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 9. The Bible says this. Galatians 3 and 9. He said, so then they which be of faith are blessed in faithful Abraham. Verse 29. He said, if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. He said, we become heirs with Abraham of the promises of God. And God's promised us, praise God, a place. God's promised us a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. It can't be destroyed. It can't be dissolved. And it'll never decay. Amen. I don't know about you. You live here and you have a property. And if you don't maintain it and stay on it pretty much constantly, it'll fall down around you. If you let the weeds and the vines and the bushes grow up in your yard and you let it go in about 10 or 15 years, they'll grow up over your house and they'll suck it to the ground. Maybe it'll take over. But God said there's a place prepared, and Abraham was a-looking for, Isaac was a-looking for, the saints was looking for, the apostles was looking for, and they was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. A city that'll never decay. A city where we can pull up one day in a little while, and we can call it home. Praise God. A place to call home. Amen. Ain't it good to have a place to call home? When we come to that city, praise God, when we pull up to the portals of glory, we'll see those pearly gates. Praise His holy name. What a day that'll be. And we'll see those pearly gates, and on those pearly gates, we'll see the names of the 12. Bible says in Revelation 21 and 12, we'll see the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. Praise God, those Old Testament saints of God who's died and gone on before that were looking to the promise, praise God. They was looking for the Messiah. They was looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. They was expecting Him to come. And they, through faith, believed God. Amen. But when we pull up there, we'll see those 12 gates, those pearly gates, amen, with the name of the 12 tribes of Israel. But we'll also see that we'll see those 12 foundations upon the names of the 12 apostles of Christ Jesus. Praise be to God, the names of those saints of God, a New Testament saint has been born again in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And their names are engraved in the foundations of heaven. Praise God. God. Amen. It kind of makes me wonder about that. Because I don't know about you, and God knows, Brother Junior, I'm not no builder. But it kind of makes sense to me that anytime you build, you start with the foundation. And you build on that foundation. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says that the foundations on foundation of glory, praise God, was the names of the apostles of Jesus Christ. That's the foundation. He said then on those pearly gates was the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. God Almighty started with the foundation. You know what God's trying to tell us there? He said it all starts with the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ and builds upon that in faith, believing, and trusting God. See, you can't trust the Lord. You can't believe and trust God till you have the foundation under you. The foundation is Jesus Christ and the blood He shed on Calvary for your sins. Let me tell you something about my Savior. And I'll hush and we'll go to the house. My Savior, praise God, come from heaven for me and you. Born of a virgin in a stable in Bethlehem. Grew up, was 100% flesh just like me and you. But praise God, He is also 100% God, just like His Heavenly Father. Amen. And He grew up in this world as flesh, in the flesh. And He kept looking day and night, morning, noon, and night to the Heavenly Father. He said, strengthen me by Your might. Keep me, praise God, in Your will. To one point, He'd pull up over there in the garden. And He said, Father, if it be Your will, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but Thine be done. Amen. And He would say that. He would say it a couple of times, and He'd say, not my will, but Thine be done. In other words, He said, I know what this flesh would like to do, Father. But praise God, don't You let me listen to the flesh. You can't help me to listen to You. You know, sometimes we got to get to a place, if we want to see that place called heaven, we got to quit listening to the flesh, and we got to start listening to God. Amen. And say, not my will, but Thine be done, O God. Help me to love You. So I can learn to love others. Amen. Prepare me for that place that You prepared for those prepared for that place. Praise His holy name. And Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. He died. Praise God. He gave His life for me and you. Laid it down on purpose. Shed His blood. These perversions, the word of God, it says He spilled His blood like it was an accident. I want to tell you, Jesus never spilt nothing. Amen. Praise God. He shed His blood. He laid down His life for you and I so that we could be free, so we could have a promise, the same promise as Abraham, Isaac, and Moses, Elijah, all these other old saints of God. Amen. That we could have, be partakers of the same promise. That one day in a little while, we'd see these. Oh yeah, we'd see those pearly gates and the names on them. We'd see those foundations, those names on them. But we'd see that glorious city. Amen. Can you think about it? What it'll be like? Amen. The light of that city is the Lord. Amen. They won't need no stars nor the sun. Amen. Hey, listen, anyway, God's celestial city is way past all that. It has to be, because it's above all that. Amen. And it's shining with such a spectacular light. I often wonder, and I know I'm weird. You don't have to say amen to that. But I often wonder how the sun keeps a burning and a glowing like it does. I've told you before, nobody pulls up there with a plane and fuels it up, you know, every Monday morning. But I'm just wondering, praise God, if that glorious thing that we call the sun ain't just a reflection of the throne of grace that's radiating from that glorious city, that light that's shining for everyone to see. Amen. Praise God. And one day in a little while, listen, the city, that's the city of the saved, the city of those that believe God to the saving of their souls. It's a city of the bride's wife, the Lamb's wife, the bride. Amen. It's a city where we pull up to. Glory, hallelujah. Let me just read that to you. I love this passage of Scripture. Boy, it's just precious. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 9, it said, "There came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and a high mountain." If it's a mountain of God, it's going to have to be great and high. Amen. My God don't do little things. Praise God. Only He does big things too. "And showed me that great city," not a great city, He said that great city, "the holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." And He tells about those 12 gates and those 12 foundations where the children of God are gathered and where the children of God are gathering in. You say, "Preacher, what is that?" It's a glorious city. It's a place to call home. Amen.